Our sports commentator, Frank DeFord, longs for the days when rackets were wooden, sneakers were canvas, and aluminum was something for wrapping leftovers. He says he's lost track of where the technology ends and the athletic skill begins.
50 years ago this summer, wiffle ball was invented. And a half century later, it is exactly the same. White plastic, 2/3 of an ounce with 8 oblong holes. Nobody ever accuses the wiffle people of juicing up the ball. Unfortunately, though, most sports feel they have to gratuitously enlarge, improve, and apply technology to their equipment. Professional baseball did resist the urge to approve aluminum bats, but baseball has allowed gloves to expand. There is more webbing now in an average baseball glove than in fishing nets in the North Atlantic. Baseball players used to fold their gloves up and stick them into their back pockets. Try that today with gloves that are the size of German shepherds. It is tennis, though, that is the one sport that has been most distorted by racket science. In fact, tennis isn't a sport anymore. It's just a wholly owned subsidiary of the sporting goods companies. The titanium rackets today are at once lighter, yet longer, and with a hitting area twice what the old wooden rackets had. As a consequence, virtually all the players, men and women, who will be in the U.S. Open next week will play the same tedious game, walloping topspin from the baseline. At Wimbledon, several tennis champions, including John McEnroe, Martina Navratilova, Boris Becker, and Stan Smith, wrote an extraordinary letter to the International Tennis Federation pleading that racket size be reduced. The new rackets, wrote the champions, had made tennis unbalanced and one-dimensional. Unfortunately, the sport is losing players, not rackets, because of the stress placed on lower backs, shoulders, and hips. Using these rackets, about 2/3 of the best players have ended up sidelined by surgery. Then we have golf. Now, first, we must acknowledge what has happened almost overnight in America. Not playing golf has replaced not being straight as a stigma. Men who were gay used to keep that secret. Now gays are standing tall on television, showing straight men how to lead better lives. Gays have dating shows. Gays are U.S. congressmen and Episcopal bishops. They're out of the closet and proud of it. But if you're a male who doesn't play golf, you are not a real man. You are peculiar. I know, I confess. I belong to that besmirched minority of men who, yes, don't play golf. Yet despite my athletic orientation, I've admired golf because it is a sport that has practiced honor and has kept technology in check. The USGA has always tested equipment, disallowing clubs and balls that were juiced. But now it seems on tour, players are sneaking in hot clubs. Gee, I wonder why all of a sudden Tiger Woods is being outdriven by guys he used to fly by on the fairways. As in tennis, technology seems to be trumping talent in golf. And for once honorable weekend golfers, anything goes. Here's a full-page ad in Newsweek touting a driver that's made of the same metal that the Department of Defense has used to pierce modern-day armor. Hey, you can hit a 400-yard drives. Yes, and I can also put on swim fins and beat Michael Phelps in the 100-meter freestyle and buy a motorbike and whip Lance Armstrong in the Tour de France. But so what? Oh, my. Now every sport has sold out to technology. Except, thank God for wiffle ball, the last decent and honest game.
The comments of Frank DeFord, a non-golf-playing senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.